Good afternoon, y'all. I'm Hannah Miller. I'm a graduate student at the University of Georgia right now, and I'm studying Vidalia Onion buyer knowledge of growing location. So with that, Georgia and like sweet onions, they're a really big market right now. Georgia actually ranks number one in volume estimates, like compared to all other onion producing states. They're also number four in U.S. acreage for onions. So even with the smaller acreage compared to other states, they actually grow a larger volume, which is why they're number one. And what's really interesting is that the Vidalia onion specifically makes up 40% of the national sweet onion industry, not just like in Georgia, but the whole nation. So the economic impacts of the Vidalia onion, in 2017, they actually harvested around 230 million pounds, and that was valued at over $150 million. And there was also an estimated $145 to $150 million of revenue based on like marketing and other avenues to get the word out. So like the reason that the Vidalia onion is like so important to Georgia and like unique is that the taste, it's a sweet onion. It's more sweet than any other onion. And because of the low sulfur content and mild climate of Southeast Georgia specifically, and right now, only 20 counties in Southeast Georgia are actually able to call their sweet onions Vidalia due to the legal status for labeling that was made in 1986. It allowed just those 20 counties to call them Vidalias because there was a huge like market and competition to sell these sweet onions like all across the country. But people like from Texas and other places were calling them these Vidalia onions, but they weren't actually grown anywhere near Vidalia. So in the 1990s, they actually was also the official state vegetable. So you can see that Vidalia onions are really important to Georgia. So another thing to note is that their seasonality, they're only available from April to August. So like in late April, that's when harvest starts, and then usually they're available through the beginning of August. So with this study, we conducted an online survey, and we used the just like basic statistical analysis to determine like buyers' awareness and their perception of the Vidalia onion. And so we looked at respondents from all over the country. We had a large portion from the Southeast that we'll see in a second. So we used Qualtrics, an online survey. We had over 2,100 respondents. And like I said, the largest response was from the Southeast at a little over 55%. We had 56% female respondents and 44% male. The average age was 52. It was mostly white at 83%. We had a large suburban, or like the people where they lived was suburban, about 48%. So that's just some of the demographics there. So we looked specifically right now at two questions from this survey. The first question being, where are they actually grown? So people were given these choices of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, anywhere in the Southeast U.S., anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in the world, or they just don't know, or if they had any other idea, they were able to put that. And so on this graph, you see that brownish gray, that's all the people that said Georgia. That looks like really significant, like a really huge portion, like, oh, everybody got it right. But if you actually look at the other 62%, those are people who, like, they got it wrong. And the really large, it's about a quarter of that, is just people that said, I don't know. So you see there's a large portion of people who are unaware of actually where these Vidalias are grown, since they're specifically just grown in Georgia. And so this is showing responses by state. So you see that the 66% that's highlighted, that shows that a lot of people from the state of Georgia were able to say that, get the correct response that Vidalias are grown in just Georgia. And if you'll look, you see that kind of the farther you get from Georgia, you see that more and more people get it incorrect and the percentages are smaller. And you can even see on the far end where it says not, no, there's a large percentage of people across the board pretty much that said they just don't know where it's grown. And the second question that we looked at is what months are they available? So they were given, obviously, January through December. They could choose some, all, like any combination. And so we just asked them when were they available, and they could choose. And so the correct, like, response would be April through August. And we even included an extended season just to look and see if more and more people would get it right. And so that was the extended season that you'll see on the next slide, is March through September. And so on this slide, you see we looked just at Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. We looked at just the southeastern states to see, like, if they got it correct. And you'll see here in this first column that a very small portion of people got all of these correct. So that's saying that they chose everything from April to September. August, my bad. So there's a very low percentage. And then this extended season, this is the March to September. So you see that, like, it kind of jumps a significant amount just when you add those two extra months for people to say, okay, we got this, they got the answer right. And this percent correct column is saying that of the choices that people gave, like if they picked 6 months, they got, like for Alabama, 54% of those correct. So they got like half of them were actually in the correct months. And then the next column, only correct but not all months, means that they chose something in between April and August, but they weren't necessarily like completely correct and didn't get all of them. They might have chosen 1, 2, 3, whatever. And then you also see that there were some people who even just chose all 12 months just to pick them. So this is the same data again, but also just in a graph where you can see that, like, the really small in pink is are those that got it correct. So basically we found with this is that the farther away you get from Georgia, the less likely that people are going to know where the Vidalia onion is grown, like what months they're available, the seasonality of it. And like this is really important because, like we said earlier, that the Vidalia onion is such a huge part of Georgia's agriculture, their like economy, that like the researchers and the marketers need to know, like, all this money that they're putting into marketing is like doing its job, and how much more they need to be doing, and like how they can fix it. So just marketers like all over the state of Georgia and the Georgia's ag department would greatly benefit from like learning more about like what people know about the Vidalia onion. So thank you. Any questions? Cool.